from Louisville Public Media.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled, our weekly discussion about the news out of Frankfort. This week in the Kentucky legislature, teachers descended on Frankfort again to protest a bill dealing with their pension system, and lawmakers advanced bills to allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. WFPL's Jonice Franklin talked to Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
So Kentucky's two largest school districts and a few others had to cancel classes on Thursday after teachers called in sick so they could protest in Frankfort. What was going on?
So there's this new bill that would overhaul how the Kentucky Education Association, that's the statewide teachers union, would get to nominate to the board that oversees teacher pensions. It would spread out who gets to do those nominations to some other boards like the Kentucky School Boards Association and the Kentucky Superintendents Association. So it would be more school administrators instead of just the teachers union. Republican Representative Ken Upchurch is the one who filed the bill.
Seven of the current 11 members have to go through the vetting process of one private organization. What we're doing is opening it up to all interested parties.
Teachers once again descended on Frankfort in mass. There were hundreds of teachers who came, and it ended up canceling school in both Louisville, in Lexington, and a handful of other districts. It was really hearkening back to last year when there were a whole bunch of protests over pension bills that the legislature was trying to pass back then.
What's the argument that teachers are making against this bill?
So teachers are worried that this, again, like, dilutes their power on that pension board. But again, they're just kind of criticizing the process with which this bill is being proposed. It came up in the middle of the night on Wednesday evening. And at that time, that's when this there's this group called Kentucky 120 United. And they called for a strike, or they called for a sick out, really. Teachers Union President, KEA President Stephanie Winkler, she says the association's basically unhappy with how it rolled out.
There is no problem with TRS board composition or its performance. There is no legitimate reason to enact these changes.
So it sounds like some candidates for governor were also there that day.
Yeah, so as soon as you got there in the morning, there are these Democratic candidates for governor who are milling around with all the teachers. And they're really just, they're vying for this teacher vote. Attorney General Andy Beshear, his claim to fame is that he sued over last year's pension bill. Then there's Democratic former auditor Adam Edelin. He says he's the right man for the teacher vote. And then Democratic Representative Rocky Adkins, he's been a representative for the last 30 years, and this is his argument for why he's the candidate.
I think I'm the proven person in this race that understands public education and understands what it is to actually be in a classroom and teach a classroom full of children, our most precious resource.
So this is something that we're going to continue to see into the primary, which is in May. And it's also kind of the big issue that Democrats have really been rallying around. So we'll see who gets to be anointed the official teacher candidate.
And also this week, in other legislative news, a bill that would allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit, it took one step closer to becoming law.
Yeah, this is a proposal that's been kind of shopped around a lot of conservative states and a lot of police groups. So the Louisville FOP, the statewide sheriff's association, they're against it because they're worried that, you know, this is going to basically encourage more people to have concealed weapons. And they're not necessarily going to be trained for it because that's what you get, you know, when you go through that permit process. Here's Democratic Representative Chris Harris of Forest Hills.
This bill is going to cause more guns to be out there on people's bodies, people within being able to reach them quickly. There's going to be more guns available, and there's going to be more gun violence.
So that bill just passed out of the House. It has passed already out of the Senate already, so now it awaits Governor Matt Bevin's signature.
We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.